Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
So now we're getting into Christmassy time. We're just a couple of days away from Christmas Eve. You guys done anything fun for Christmas?
No.
No.
Or got any big plans for Christmas?
No.
No.
So
go to work.
Yeah, what
sleep.
Do you do? Do you do anything?
Repeat.
What do you mean?
Like, are you guys doing anything, or are you just
We're going to the 10:30 Christmas Eve service.
Yeah, hit it twice because it's twice as nice. There we go.
You know, I've officially become an old person about Christmas Eve church, and I still go back to Sioux Falls and spend it with like my immediate family.
Yeah.
And the church I grew up going to has started doing a 2:30 service.
Okay.
And it is specifically designed for the old folks. Like, it is grandmas and grandpas out there.
Nice.
And that's when we go, because then we get home, there's no traffic.
Perfect.
There's time to cook dinner. And it's my favorite.
Good.
Good. That
That's our newfound tradition.
No.
It's not too late.
Are they lighting the candles at 2 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. Turn down the lights and everything.
Very good.
Sweet.
That's what you need. You need some candles, some carols. And
sing Silent Night while the lights are off and you're holding your candle. That's all I need.
Very good.
That's awesome.
Well, I wanted to share two things.
Well, wait a minute now. Where are you going? What are you doing? What do you got going on?
Well, this is what I wanted to share about this. Got to go to see Pentatonix.
Oh, you did.
You were part of the largest crowd ever.
Yeah. The largest crowd ever. I was singing I was in the second section when we sang Hey Jude.
Oh,
really?
And if you look at Pentatonix Instagram, you can see my phone.
Really?
Along with 10,000 of my closest friends.
Wow.
Let's go look at it now and see if we can find
you. So it was the largest group that they've ever sung to, they said, which I was like, okay, that's a cool line and what, but they honestly seemed like jazzed. They're like,
it's
there's
all
so
over.
Many people
like, it's
here.
All over my For You page. Mm-hmm. It's all, like that is, and the comments are great if you go look at them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, you've been to a Bison game, right? Mm-hmm. So the dome fits a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So all the stadium seating,
and they like maxed out that, right? Like,
yeah.
They fit it so that they could.
The stadium seating was full. You couldn't squeeze another person in there. And then they filled up the field.
Was this
with seats too? And that was even more full than the stadium seating.
Was it 3/4 dome, half dome,
full dome?
Like full dome, like almost full only dome. Directly behind the stage was not.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people were there?
20,000.
Wow.
It was,
when you look at it, you can see that they...
That's full.
From my house, I left an hour and a half before the show was supposed to start.
Uh-huh.
I got there and into it like 15 minutes before it was supposed to start. And because there were so many people still coming, they started 45 minutes late.
Really?
And when it was time to leave, it was a demolition derby. I don't know how there wasn't complaints about like 100 cars ruined at the Fargo Dome, but...
Yeah. Wow.
It at that really point, cool. I'd be like, I'll just sit on my wait. Phone and, you know, we'll just we'll let the car warm up. Well,
and that's
cool.
That's what I did. Mel was texting our daughters, telling them how awesome it was.
Uh-huh.
And I just sat there just waiting for cars to give me room to go.
Wow. My favorite Christmas song is Little Drummer Boy, and my favorite version is theirs. I think it's awesome.
They did, I didn't know much about the band. I didn't realize I'd listened to so much Pentatonix because I have all of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of neat to discover more about all the different band members. And they have two guys. First of all, their guy who sings the bass can sing soprano too. Like he can do.
Really?
Oh, man.
He's got a range.
If he if he was like, I'm going solo, I'm like, I would buy every album that you do.
Wow.
Because
they found him. To be their
bass. Yes.
Yeah.
He's the second.
Yeah, when they auditioned for the sing-off back in the day.
He was their second bass. Their second bass singer, though, because the other guy went solo or did something in, like, 2017.
He just retired, yeah.
Yeah, he was just done. And so I think, when they picked him, they were like, he's got enough range that he can fill.
He's phenomenal. And their beatbox guy can sing like nobody's business,
he's
too.
He's like the best singer out of all of them.
Yes, he
never
is.
Never sings.
Wow.
Yeah. He's also got perfect pitch.
Well, yes. And so the two of them, the bassist was playing the drums, and he was playing an electric cello.
Yes, because he's also, that's what he studied.
Yes.
Cool.
cellist?
Like, there's a bunch of videos of him before Pentatonix where he'd be playing the cello and beatboxing at the same time.
I thought they were all like a cappella. I didn't realize that they play instruments for their stuff too.
Just those two instruments for that part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For that part. And it was like, it was rock, like my kind of music, like hard rock is what it sounded like. Mm. And it was amazing.
That's cool.
Amazing show. It was, I was super impressed. Had a really good time.
Really cool.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm now going to be Instagram famous because I sung the Beatles. Or I'll be banned because I sung the Beatles. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. They won't be able to handle how good it was because that you were singing it.
Minds were blown.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That was number one. What was number two?
Number two is for Christmas this year, right after Christmas is over, we're loading up the family wagon and we're heading to Montana.
Really?
And we're going to teach the kids... I say we, I mean the instructors at the ski school will teach our kids how to ski.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna go to Montana and ski for a couple days.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have Big Sky or
No, little Sky. we're gonna go to Bozeman where there's Bridger Bowl.
Cool.
Smaller lodge, smaller place, but I think a really good place to learn how to ski.
That's nice. Cool.
So nice. I grew up skiing in Washington, and I haven't skied in about 20 years. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'll go do the Black Diamonds. But truth be told, I'll hit the Daisy twice and be like, let's get some hot chocolate.
Yep. So I took.
I was like, I don't know how to ski.
Eli and I went skiing. I don't know how to ski either. So we
did.
Went,
you take a lesson?
Well, we went.
It's totally worth it.
We went to. It was with the Cub Scouts, and we went somewhere around DL. I don't remember.
Detroit Mountain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have the little bunny hill or whatever.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then he was pretty sure that we were good to go for the big hill. Now, this had to have been fourth or fifth grade.
Okay.
Who was pretty sure? Like Eli was pretty sure. Okay. Yeah.
So we went down one of the bigger hills, and I lost him. And I thought for sure he was going to crash into a tree because he took off in front of me and he was gone. All of a sudden he's like laying down and skis are flailing around.
So I've always seen him as kind of like a calm and collected type dude, not a daredevil. Was that the end of his daredevil days?
Yeah, maybe.
Broke him.
Might have been,
Scared the daredevil out of him.
It didn't go well.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yep.
I have a scar on the top of my head from skiing in sixth grade. And at the end of the day, hitting some moguls. And I actually did a front flip and landed it.
Really?
And then I hit another mogul. Because the first one wasn't on purpose. And the second one was... Oh no, here comes another mogul. What do I do? And it was panic mode, and I flew up in the air, and a ski hit me in the head.
Ouch.
And I got to ride on the, like a sled. No, they had me laid down. Like they strapped me in.
Really?
And I was on a sled with a ski patrol guy taking me down, and I ended up getting like, I think 3 or 4 stitches in my head.
Nice.
So, but.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's my cred, I guess.
That's your adventure.
My adventure, yeah.
Cool.
So, those are the two things we're doing for Christmas. We did Pentatonix, and then we're going to go as a family and learn how to ski.
Yep. Fun. Dana?
So, my stuff was that last weekend while you were at Pentatonix, I went to the cities because my stepdad's family is down there. So, we saw them, did Christmas with them, and then Christmas Day, I'll go to my mom's.
Well, that's fun.
Cool.
That's it.
It's good.
So, do they do the same stuff that you do growing up, or do they do any like different stuff for Christmas that you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting?
This year we really weren't doing like Christmas. It was their 50th wedding anniversary, so it was more about that.
Christmas.
They were also just like, here's your Christmas gifts because we won't see you. Because they're also in the middle of moving, so like we didn't do like a big Christmas thing. Okay. But yeah.
Well, that's fun. That's
cool.
I get to stay at a nice hotel. It was great.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. And shop.
I actually did have one more thing to bring up.
Okay.
I'm sharing all this personal stuff about, this is all DJ all the time. I just had my birthday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we're celebrating my birthday today.
Okay.
Guess where we're going, Ryan?
Are you going to go to Kobe's?
Going to Kobe's.
Yeah. What time?
We're doing the hibachi.
Why do you need to know that?
The hibachi grill at Kobe's is great.
7:30 we're going because right. Reese is, you know, doing all the play stuff.
Let me just text Haley.
I'll pick you up at 9:30. You're fine.
But you're like a Kobe's expert. So what should I expect?
Haven't you ever been there?
I've never been there. Is it just like Ichiban?
Oh man, I wish I could experience for the first time again.
Now you gotta come with a camera.
Oh man. Have you been to a hibachi grill anywhere?
I've been to Ichiban.
I don't know what that is.
Oh. You guys ever heard of Ichiban?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's like the McDonald's of hibachi.
Have you been there?
It's all over the place.
Is it like, is Kobe's similar?
I couldn't tell you the last time I've been to Kobe's. Oh.
So I usually go to Izumi if I'm.
I've right, never
which
been there.
That's not like a full, I mean, they have hibachi, but they're not a hibachi grill.
No, it's not a hibachi.
So I would guess that it's the same, but honestly, I
probably
can't
better quality.
So they've got the table, and it's like three-sided.
Yep.
And then, so you may be sitting with other people, because it's like 90-degree angles, right? So you might all four be in a line, or you might have two going one way and two going the other. But anyway, you sit at the table, and then in the middle of the table is the flat top grill.
Yep.
And then they come and ask you what you want and if you want any drinks, and then they bring you the little soup, and then they
miso soup. Yep.
Yep. And then they come in and they do a little show for you. They'll flick food into your mouth.
So they flip the shrimp?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do they do the choo-choo train?
He might. Mm-hmm. He might do the choo-choo
probably
train.
Probably get like an onion volcano.
Yeah.
Yep. Or he might flip an egg into his tall hat. Yep. Or spray the sake in your mouth.
Oh, I can't wait. Yep. It's going to be great. I don't know about the sake part, but the rest of it sounds pretty good.
It's so good. 7:30.
7:30.
All right.
You're just going to see... You guys are going to be sitting down to eat, and you're going to see Ryan, like, doing blow monkeys on the window with his nose pressed up. Like,
are you kidding? He's going to slide in like, I made it.
Ryan's just
going to
be sitting there already.
Hey guys,
like,
guys, the table.
We're over here.
I'm here with the Luras.
They only said for four. It's fine. Dylan can sit on my lap.
It's fine.
Oh, man. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
All five of you or just the four?
Seven.
Seven.
Better make it eight.
Addie's bringing a plus one.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And then the rest of us.
Nice.
Oh, I was like, where's the other number coming from?
That'll be fun.
Well, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ryan's going to be
so
there.
So you should call. I feel like and maybe update your number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
did you tell DJ about our K-pop experience?
No, I didn't.
The last time we podcasted or two times ago?
I think it was the last time we podcasted.
You guys went to K-Pod after we...
After we podcasted.
I don't know what K-Pod is.
It's over in the old Johnny Carino's.
Yeah,
Johnny is that Carino's. The Korean place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
how was it?
It was delicious.
Fantastic. It's good?
Yeah, it's
so
like
good.
If you want to
eat
a lot of...
We also went way too hard.
Yeah, if you want to eat a lot of... I don't think we were prepared to like... Eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
That's like what you're going
to
do there.
It's you can choose to either do hot pot or the grill.
Okay.
Or both. Korean barbecue or both.
So is it like Hugh Hot that way? Like,
yes,
is it the same setup?
No,
it's Korean.
You're
it's all at
it
your
yourself,
table.
Man.
Oh, okay.
And it's
okay.
All at your table. Like, you don't have to get up at all. Like, you get up to like,
they will
do
bring
your little
you.
Sauce pots.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's
okay.
It.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. And you can go get, make your own sauce and everything. But like, yeah, for anybody listening that hasn't gone yet, pace yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to order everything at once.
And they say 2 hours, and it's a long 2 hours.
It's a
you're
marathon,
like, I don't need 2 hours. And you're like, I get why you tell me 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And you can order in chunks. You don't have to order all at once. It's
if
a small table.
If you want shrimp and beef, order the shrimp and then order the beef.
Yeah. Wow.
Especially if there you get a small table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have to check this place out.
Right?
Yeah, it's really good.
After I go to Kobe's tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know,
one's
there's
an
always
appetizer,
tomorrow.
One's the main dish.
Now, this is inside baseball that nobody really cares about, but Haley told me they were going to be going till like 9 tonight.
Did you just text her?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, I talked to her earlier because I asked her if she's still going to that whatever it is tonight.
Well, I don't want to be ratting out Haley if there's, I don't know. I was told by Reese that she would be ready by 7:30.
Because their call time was, I think she said 6:30.
Reese told me 7. Oh, are we catching our daughters in a lie of some kind?
Somebody's daughter is lying to them.
They're probably together somewhere. No one knows to.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
All right. Well, anyway. Well,
anyway,
I guess we'll know by 9. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe Reese won't be there. Ryan, you want to come and take Reese's spot?
Yes.
So he didn't know. But he was just trying to find a way to
all of this up and texted Haley and said, make plans with Reese.
Yeah, right.
Tell her to ignore Dad's birthday.
Tell her it goes till 9. She won't know the difference.
That's awesome. I don't know. I'll have to find out where the heck Haley's going to be until 9 o'clock.
Well, and I'm also excited, and I hope you guys are too. Christmas at Atonement is a special time, and it's a lot of fun. And I didn't realize how much I was looking forward to it. I've been kind of like a, I don't know if you guys ever feel this way, but with the weather being the way that it is, like, I don't know. I just haven't been in the Christmas mood. You know what I mean?
I think it's, it's on the 25th every year, I think, right?
Well, we're going to have it again on the 25th this year.
But it's not normally like smack dab in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
You think that's got something to do with it?
I think it's because Thanksgiving was so late, it feels much more of a marathon this year, too.
Well, like, I also think that the weather's been pretty mild. Like, we just, the last couple of days had a lot of snow. Mm-hmm, you know, maybe this is my own experience, but like once Pentatonix happened, I was like, all right, now I'm ready for Christmas. I just wasn't before that. And that was like last week. So I'm really looking forward to our Christmas services at Atonement because it's just a really good vibe and there's people that put in a lot of work to make it meaningful and the music is going to be great. We got a bunch of instruments. We're going to have horns in both services.
Nice.
We're going to have woodwinds. I mean, it's going to be really great. And when we do that, the only other time that we do something like that is on Easter, and Easter is early in the morning and then the multiple services in multiple locations within the building. Christmas Eve, you end with the late service, and I just love the late service. It's the one that Ryan goes to. It's the one that I go to. There's just something about it.
You have to go to it.
Well, yeah, but even if I didn't have to, I'd want to.
So
if that makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense, but I'm just saying.
Oh, well, let me put it this way. I've been a pastor here for a little over half a decade, and when I came here, I was assigned that service, and I was very much like, yes, please. And I've done it every year since.
So. I think the neat thing about that service is that you see a bunch of people you've never seen before and will probably never see again.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that
in a negative way.
Yeah. It's just like, wow, look at all the people that are here that I have no idea who you are. And it's because they needed a Christmas service.
The first Christmas service that I got to be in charge of, really any service that I got to be in charge of, to take the lead on, coming here at Atonement, I got to work hand in hand with Ryan Janke on the Christmas Eve service in, what was it, 2020?
It would have been...
It was 2019.
2019. Yep, it would have been 2019.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was fun. So Haley and I are going to be ushering this year.
Oh, good.
Yep, and greeting.
Excellent.
I'll say greetings. Because she asked me.
As long as she's not in trouble this whole...
Amy asked me to greet, so when everybody that comes in, I'm going to say... Greetings.
You know,
in that voice.
Can I quick go back to Ryan's favorite song is Little Drummer Boy?
Mm-hmm.
By Pentatonix.
Yes, because there's this whole like meme online of imagine you just gave birth. You just finally got your baby laid down. They're going to sleep. And some little kid decides to come up and thinks you need a drum solo.
Brum, boom, boom. I hope.
And whenever I see that, it just, one, it makes me laugh. And then I think it makes sense why this is Ryan Janke's favorite song. Because that would be Ryan Janke going, nap time. Time for a drum solo.
And I can only hope that the little drummer boy had the little drum that's attached to him so he could spin it.
Yeah.
Shall I play for you?
Put a little flair with it, you know?
You guys are bringing up some nice nostalgic things, but I've been thinking a bit, and part of it was because Dana demanded that I write something today.
I did not demand anything. I sent an email asking if one of the three pastors that work here would be willing to write a small letter about Christmas.
So
offered yourself.
I did. I made a senior decision.
The letter C.
Yes. But what is...
You want to know what, Ryan?
What is... What's Christmas all about to you?
Presents.
Vengeance.
I had to.
Vengeance.
The Grinch.
I got that reference.
I did not.
It's in The Grinch when Cindy Lou Who goes, Santa, what's Christmas all about? And he pokes his head through the tree and goes, vengeance.
He goes, presents. Presents.
Funny.
I guess.
That's good. I can't. You know, the first thing I thought of when you asked that was Linus doing his deal in Charlie Brown on Christmas.
Well, of course. And what does he say there? What is Christmas all about?
About Jesus.
It's on Apple TV. Someone pull it up.
It's the start of the new chapter.
Unto us a child is born.
Yeah, you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Unto us a child is born.
Yep.
For 2,000 plus years, the church on earth has been joining the heavenly chorus in that celebration that God, as strange as it sounds, God is born mm-hmm. on Christmas Day in his son. And that because he is, all of the hopes, all of the promises leading up to that time and everything after that time is answered by God through this baby boy. He is born for you. He is the present. Dana is right. Christmas is about presence. Mm-hmm. The presence of our Lord in our midst, right where we are. Kids get it. Kids mm-hmm. get that way better than adults do. And you know, I guess this is me confessing a little bit that it's taken me a bit this season to really kind of get excited about that. But mm-hmm. I'm excited about it again this year. We're going to sing those songs, and I love singing the Christmas carols, and you gotta, doesn't matter who you are, there's just like a hunger for it, I think.
Yeah.
And it seems to me in our culture, there's more of a hunger for it today than there has been previously. Mm-hmm. I think something big is coming, something exciting, like an awakening, a revival of faith in our country, especially in this part of the world. Because it's the Holy Spirit's going strong in other parts of the world, but we've been kind of going through the motions, I think. And mm-hmm. I think that I feel something's changing. So, and it starts with this. He's born for you.
It's awesome.
Amen.
Yeah.
Cool.
Christmas. Yay.
Is that where you want to split that one?
Yeah, that's a good ending.
Yes.
Boom.
That's exactly awesome. Where that's going to go. I was like, yep, mark and that. What time is that?
About 50.
No, that's why I was like looking over here. I'm like, okay, got to remember that. So when I cut it.
I think you can put a little note in there, can't you?
Yeah, can flag but I'm not going to bother with it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, never. That's what the flag button does.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You run the board. Even I knew that.
Here's the note. Blue flag. Right now. Blue flag.
Do you think I know what I'm doing?
I was hoping you knew what you were doing.
You're all the only one who does. Otherwise, we're flying blind here.
Man.
All right. Today is the 20th, right?
Yep.
Yep.
All day.
Davey's improv, right?
12:20.
Does Reese know that?
He's like, no. BRB, I got to go call my daughter.
Maybe she's not
Maybe
doing
she's
it.
Not going.
But she might not be.
She's going for COVID.
No. It's not that maybe she's not going. She's just not going.
She's not going. No.
She's like, food.
You cannot go to the improv. How dare you? Well, you're going to eat Kobe's and you're going to like it.
Yeah, and if she doesn't
and
want
to. And we're going
to
get the guy to flip an egg into his head.
And I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. If she insists on going to the improv, I'm available.
Don't worry, you're on deck. You're ready to go.
Ryan's just gonna be at home looking at his phone, like, okay. If she wasn't going,
7:30.
Ryan, you know you could just go to Kobe's, right?
Isn't that in the Bible?
Need a reason.
I invite them and they didn't come. So go out in the streets and call Ryan Jenke. He'll come.
I'll be like, it's 7:37. Maybe they got delayed.
What's that 15-minute rule in college where if your professor doesn't show up within 15 minutes, you get to leave? Is that the same thing?
I don't know if that's an actual rule or if students just made it.
I think they just made it up.
It's
an unspoken rule.
I feel like it depends on your professor.
Yes.
Because I definitely had one, like, if you were still there and he was 50 minutes, he's like, why are you still here? And I had one that was like, doesn't matter. I could be dead. You're still going to be
still
here.
Show Dean up. Hansen used to just wait in the hall. I love this man so much. He's my favorite, but he used to just love to prank students. So he'd wait in the hallway until like 12 minutes and he'd walk in. Be like, I got your hopes up, didn't I?
I didn't show up.
Yep.
That's
take
good times.
The hint.
Did you have anything planned for this episode?
Well, I have my big old book over there for like the what, theses.
Do you have something?
Well, we're back to Daily Discovery,
mm-hmm.
which means we start all over again, December 1st.
New year?
Yeah.
It's like 2025. What are you talking about?
So I'm going through this again.
Excellent.
Okay.
This is the Ryan Janke Show. Go for it. We'll talk about Daily Discovery.
Going through this again.
Like you do every year. Like so I this do. This isn't new.
Yeah, but I didn't ask this question before.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not the same question as last time.
I don't think it is. If it's not, I didn't learn anything last year. or if it is the same, I mean. Okay, so let me see. Psalm 1, 5, and 6. Let me just read
the Psalms.
That. Psalm.
Do you ever like adapt to terrible dad jokes?
No.
Or is it okay?
I did. I accidentally made a terrible one the other day to my sister, and I was just like horrible for it, but I also laughed a little bit.
Thing.
My sister calls me, and she goes, hey, she's talking to one of her coworkers whose granddaughter went to the same high school that we did, but was like 2 years younger than me about. And she goes, did we have French at Washington? And I said, the language or the dressing? Without missing a beat. And I was like, and both of us just went, ugh.
Nice.
No, that was great.
I like
Sarah,
that.
That's terrible.
I know.
I like that.
That's highbrow humor right there. Yeah, that's good stuff.
And then the worst, afterwards I was like, you know, I could go for a salad with a little French dressing on it too.
That's
sounds
good.
Really good.
I like that.
Never quit the bit.
Yeah.
Never quit the bit.
Yep.
So at the radio station, I'm now known as the dad of KFGO, which is fun. And it's because of comments that I make like these.
Yes.
But now they're going through a list of words that I mispronounce to irritate my children. And number one on the list was pinochle, because I pronounce it pinochle.
Oh, my.
That's awful.
Oh, my soul just left my body. That's atrocious.
It just made me. Now I'm thinking Nacho Libre. Like,
this has been another Pinochle episode of that podcast.
Like, you said it, and I was like, how could he possibly mispronounce it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can.
Hey, and my brain just doesn't function that way.
Right. Real quick. How do you pronounce it's a Mexican restaurant that's also a pepper, starts with a C.
Didn't we do this?
Oh, Chipotle.
Okay, just checking. So you're not true dad level yet.
Well, you could also pronounce it Chipotle.
Oh, no.
I like this one. Chipotles.
Chipotles.
See,
Chipotles.
All these.
With a slight accent, yes. But it's still wrong.
It's a wrong accent, too.
I think, though, the dad joke or the dad mispronunciation falls is there is the, like, intentional misreading, and then there's the, like, just true unknown. Like, my dad, Chipotle.
Yeah.
Just can't figure it out. Or like aioli, he cannot figure out how to say it. He says it different every time.
When you've truly mastered your craft is when they don't know if you're pronouncing it wrong on purpose
this
or
is
because
my thing
you
with
don't
Ryan.
Know.
Yeah, of like, is this a bit or is this real life?
Oh, I don't trust Ryan at all.
Yes.
Nope.
And that is
trust him as far as I can throw him, and I couldn't throw him.
The student has become the master.
Yep, Pinochle. That's number one.
Pinochle.
That's awful.
It's pronounced the way it looks.
You know what's great though? If you ever listen to Ryan's show,
no.
They delight in having you on the radio. Like it's this stuff that they're just like, we need some ratings. We got to get Ryan on here.
What is the demographic? That's what I want to know.
It's the morning funhouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In the morning, yeah, we have fun for the morning crew, and then we move on to.
It's setting it up so children everywhere in Fargo-Moorhead and the surrounding area that gets KFGO can equally cringe when
as
parents and uncles and caregivers and guardians. I guarantee
there's at least one dad that heard Ryan say something utterly stupid and then went home and said it and was like, I heard it on the radio.
That's pretty funny.
So proud.
Think of all the kids that get driven to school by their parents listening to KFGO in the morning and hear brilliance like that. Yep. And then they're sharing that on the playground with their friends.
Yep.
And we wonder why CPS has such a full caseload.
I'm making my mark on society.
Yes.
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
All right, I found Psalm 1, 5, and 6.
All right.
Okay, so I want to know what this means.
Okay.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that the wicked will not be judged?
No, it means the wicked will perish.
But it says that they will not stand in judgment.
Have you ever seen...
Wicked.
Wicked.
I haven't, but I want to go.
How about the Lord of the Rings? When Gandalf is standing against the Balrog... And he says, you will not pass. And then he hits the thing.
Ryan.
What? Well, this is more of a visual thing, so I can't do my little joke that I was going to do.
Or if you've ever heard someone say, this shall not stand.
You shall not pass. That's from...
Lord of the Rings.
No.
It's or did I get it wrong?
No, it's from Lord of the Rings.
No, that's from Lord of the Rings.
You shall not pass. That was from Monty Python.
Yes. Well, you know, they had to get it from somewhere. Yes.
She's banging her head. Sarah's banging
What's
her head.
What's your favorite color?
See, now this is the thing, is that they're going to spiral.
Yep.
What's the the ground to air speed.
This could actually be taken as, you know when like people of your guys' generation critique like, you know, back in my day, people didn't have ADHD and things like that. You do. You can't fail a test you never take.
What is your quest?
Here's the thing. Who did I say this to? What was it? The other night? That I was like, there, you could time it. Oh. It doesn't, you could time how long it takes for these two or DJ and Mark to get a Monty Python reference in. You can't have a conversation with the two of them for very long without something.
It's like the Six it Degrees was Academy night. Bacon. Was it?
Yeah. Ryan, Mark said something, hit me funny because he was talking Indiana Jones, a reference from that. But you guys do it too. Like we have it on record.
Yeah. We do, but we don't do it as often as you guys.
Well, Ryan's a bad influence on me.
We've been around a while.
Yeah.
We have more things to refer to. Plus, things were just better back when we were younger.
I'm a middle-aged man. I have things I need to say that require some feedback.
Well, there's still time.
Time for what time before you die or what?
I just had a birthday. The Grim Reaper is hanging over my head. Giving me a wink, not telling me when.
How? You guys know you're both on the like low cusp of middle age, right? It's 2024, 2025 when this is released.
I'm pretty sure I've had more birthdays behind me than in front of me at this point, okay?
Well, that's all attitude at that point.
Be less pessimistic. That's just depressing, man. You won't with that attitude.
Yeah.
Wow, so at what point do you figure you went over the hill then?
Well, I mean, isn't it 40?
I don't know.
No, life expectancy nowadays is like 90.
I love how fired up you are about this. Thank you for encouraging me to live, Sarah.
I just had this conversation.
How dare you give up?
No, my grandpa's at this too. He's kind of like an Eeyore when I talk to him.
Eeyore?
Yeah. He's just like, depression. Probably going to die soon. Probably going to have to bring me back from Texas in a box. And I'm like, well, yeah. We could do something to fix that.
Yeah, you know, I guess for me, I never thought of this until right now, but whenever I leave somewhere, I say, see you later. At what point should I stop doing that so I'm not lying to anybody?
Yeah, just say, so long.
So long?
Well, Ryan, I mean, technically you could die at any moment, so you should say it now.
Adios. That's from A Christmas Story.
That is.
Adios, Black Bart.
Man.
My cheeks hurt.
Oh.
Should this be the post-Christmas episode?
Yeah. Nothing says ringing in the new year of hope like and joy DJ like I'm over the hill. When do I start saying, stop saying see you later because I'm going to die soon.
No, but I didn't say that. I said, so I'm not lying to people.
Well, right. Because you're going to die. You could be leaving the church right now and lightning could strike.
At this time of year?
Yeah. You never know when you're going to punch your card. So I don't know. Do you want to be a liar or do you want to be optimistic?
Oh, no. Don't look it up.
No, I was looking back at the question I asked because I forgot already.
What was your question?
Well, Ryan's got to check on this because he doesn't want to be a liar. And, you know, when he wants to make sure if he is a liar, is he going to get judged or not?
I believe we started with the question of what does it mean when it says they won't stand before the judgment?
See, yeah, it says that the wicked will not stand in the judgment. But I thought everyone will be judged.
Yes.
No one mourns the wicked.
And the point being is that they won't stand before it. They'll be knocked down.
Okay.
The judgment's going to smite them. The smite key?
The smite key.
Yes. They're going to be smited.
Hey, speaking of the smite key, again, this
is... he got an actual smite key?
Yeah, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sent that to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was good times. Smite key. Wish I'd have thought of that.
I know, right?
Why didn't you think of that? Or you?
I thought of enough great things. I put a full 100 Paulisms on his door, or 50 Paulisms. I don't remember how many.
99?
99, something like that. There was a lot there.
And I photoshopped him with Bernie. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, Jurassic Paul came from this brain. That's
true.
My fresh, fun idea. We're out.
That's all I got.
Fun, fresh ideas.
I'm done.
Does Eli get half credit for Jurassic Paul?
He gets creation fees, but I did design fees, so.
Okay, so back to
the psalm?
Yeah.
Yes.
To the psalm.
Yeah.
Okay, so there will not be judgment for them.
No, there will be judgment and they will not
withstand the judgment.
They will not, that's a good way to put it. They will not withstand.
Okay. Cause that's judgment. But that's not what it says.
No, if you're going literal, what translation are you reading?
Well, this is the only one that matters. The ESV.
The ESV.
The original.
All right. Read it again in context. It's the Psalm. So it's
got to sing it a little.
It's poetic. It's figurative. It's
give us your best Shakespeare.
Well, okay. So the reason I wanted to ask the question was because along the same lines as this, is this along the same lines as when we talk about rebuking? We don't really. I've always thought that there's no real reason to rebuke people outside of the faith because they don't follow the same rules as
sure.
we follow.
Yep.
Is that kind of the same? Like these people, the wicked are not going to, I forget the wording now, but we all remember what it was. Like, is it because they're not going to stand to judgment because there's no reason to stop at that marker.
No.
Okay.
So, I'm going to pull it up myself.
You lost me already.
So we go to Psalm 1, right?
Yeah, 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Now, it begins with, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners."
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, is the psalm okay with sinning, or what's it saying?
No, it's blessed is the man who does not do wicked things or sin.
Does not
hang
out with sinners.
Yeah.
Yep. "Nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night."
Okay.
"He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers."
Okay.
"The wicked, however," I should say, "are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away." You know what chaff is?
Yep. Yep. Comes out of the back of the combine when they're harvesting wheat and things.
Yep. Can it stand?
No, it blows away.
It blows away.
Mm-hmm.
"Therefore, the wicked will not stand."
Okay.
So the therefore is building on the previous part, right?
Yep.
"They will not stand in the judgment."
Okay.
Oops. nor sinners, they will not stand in the congregation of the righteous.
Okay.
Notice what I did there?
They will not stand in the congregation. Wait, yeah. Say it again.
So what happens in the first part of 5 is referring to both the first part and the second part, because in English it's neither nor.
Okay.
Therefore, the wicked neither will not stand, or the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners, i.e. the wicked, they will not stand in the congregation of the righteous.
Okay.
See, the thing about it is the judgment judges you righteous or sinner. If you stand in the judgment, then you're judged righteous. If you don't stand in the judgment, then you're blown away.
Okay. So I'm not trying to be funny. They always give me these looks.
It's the figurative
this is not way. This is not a gavel sort of judgment.
Yes. But yeah.
Okay, but they're not really going before the judge.
If you're being judged by...
It's not that they're not standing there. It's just that they don't win their judgment.
Yeah, so let's say you're judged. You Ryan Janke, enemy number one, right?
That's public
enemy
number one. That's what they say.
Yes. Playing his Cypress Hill in the car.
Why we thugs.
Yes. Now, let's say you get busted for jamming out too loud and you get sent to the Superior Court of Fargo.
Okay.
When you are judged,
if
you are judged as guilty,
yep.
Did you stand for the judgment?
Yeah, everybody stands for the judgment in the court.
You did not withstand the judgment. The judgment has been judged.
You're taking
rightly.
Stand too literally.
Maybe that's what the problem is. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And that's the thing with the Psalms always is that they give metaphor and analogy to create word pictures to help you understand. So you can't look at stand before the judgment without the previous part where it talks about the chaff being blown away in the wicked, in the wind.
Okay.
Because once the chaff is separated from the wheat, it has nothing to stand on.
Okay.
It blows away. So it is with the judgment. When the judgment comes, the wicked will blow away like the chaff. They will not stand in the judgment.
Okay.
The judgment blows them away.
Okay.
Whereas standing means, it means the same as withstanding. If you withstand a judgment, you're like if you were in a hurricane, you didn't get blown over, then you withstood the hurricane, right?
Yep.
That's how this is being used here in the same way.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that you get a free pass and you don't have to stand before the judgment.
Okay.
It's that you will not, you will be judged and found wanting. And so you will not stand judged as right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Do you smell what I'm cooking?
I think so. It smells like Kobe's.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Wait, was that the last episode? Am I going back?
Yeah, you're breaking the space-time continuum. Yeah.
People are going to have to listen to more episodes.
Yeah, so that's where that's... And if you read the rest of it, it helps to make sense with it. So, because it goes back to, again, the image of... Before we had chaff from a weed, you're not a weed, you're like a tree. Okay.
Okay.
He's like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. The wicked are not like that. They're like chaff that blows away. It doesn't stand. When the storm comes, it gets knocked over. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Okay. If you stand, then your way stands forever.
Okay. I got you now.
That's the point.
Okay, got it. I had another question, but I wrote it so long ago that now I don't really remember what I was getting at with it. So carry on amongst yourselves.
Ah.
Okay. Did you just say okay that fast? Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.